From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show. Hey, man, what a way to start a Friday, wouldn't you agree? Man, what a rough week this has been for LP. Rolled my ankle, something horrific. It was, oh, man. But I'm still alive. Somehow I made it through the week. I don't know how it is. See, it's just, holy crap. That's all I can say. Holy crap. Lot of things to go ahead and cover. Lot of ground. Lot of special things, special little things to talk about here. So in the event that you actually missed the big posts and all that stuff that I put up. So I made some promises last week or 2 weeks ago or whenever it was that we were here last time, right? I said, hey, you know something? What kind of merch do you want to have up? And guess what? I followed through and boom, there is the post that is actually officially saying, hey, guess what? My merch is finally available. Dude, you want to talk about like, oh man, a ball breaker of an absolute freaking putting that thing together? I'll tell you what. I managed to do it. And hey, Julia, I gave you some props inside there because Julia was the one that actually pointed me to D-Shop. So, it's an okay thing. Let's just go ahead and say it's going to go ahead and serve its purpose for right now. How about that? So on that shop that you're going to see in there, I've got three pieces of merch. You can go check them out. Decide what the story is for you. If it works for you, if it's great. If it doesn't, that's fine too. But the cool part is with D-Shop, I was able to integrate in crypto payments. So you can actually buy this shit with Ethereum, which is fantastic. It was one of the things that I absolutely wanted to go ahead and make sure of because, hey, let's face it, man, pretty much everybody that's following me likes crypto. All right, so we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. Hold on a second. We're going to go ahead and play with LP's vocal cords this evening, but that's okay. We'll make it through. Hey, guess what? I discovered that there's going to be that you can see the fucking end of the world is absolutely coming, right? There are certain signs that you see, certain things that pop up and all that stuff. You know, like, narcissism and, selfie shoes. That's right, guys. Fucking selfie shoes. That is what I should have included inside of my freaking D-Shop. That's what I should have done. I should have made some fucking Faust-branded freaking selfie shoes for the TikToker in you that just isn't narcissistic enough and doing enough stupid shit. Now you can do it all hands-free, so why not just go ahead and get that shit going on? Yeah, I am, Ron. I am. Believe me, it's my sidecar. It's right over here. It's funny because I got what? I got the whiskey. I got the coffee. Not touching. You know, it's like penises, man. You can't have two penises touching each other in the same room during any kind of, like, sexual activity, right? So they're separated but equal in a sense. But you know what I'm saying, because you need some of the whiskey to keep the party alive. You need the freaking coffee to keep the edge off. You know how it goes. So selfie shoes. And then the other piece that we've got that actually shows that the end of the world is coming is I'm over in Facebook. I know, don't judge. But I'm over in Facebook, and, I for some reason or other, like eons back, I joined, like, the Ethereum group. And one of the messages pops up in the feed, and it's in the message. It's got, like, I don't know, 500 comments or something. And the question of the day is, should I sell my wife's underwear for Ethereum? Yeah. And the answers. Oh, my God, that thread was fucking fantastic. The answers alone would be just epic. But, you know, I know everybody here has got an aversion to Facebook, and you know what? Facebook sucks. Funniest thing is, like, all my friends are starting to go into Facebook jail. So my old guitar teacher got put into Facebook jail. A friend from, like, back when I was a kid got thrown into Facebook jail. So apparently they're, like, going absolutely apeshit. And by the way, in terms of why I want to go ahead and use Oriel even more, I'm sitting here trying to get my shit put up on all of the different places, right? So I go to Anchor, and Anchor's got 9 different spots that it goes ahead and drops down your recordings into, right? Like Cast, what is it? Overcast, Castbox, what is it? Google and Apple, all these different places. So I was. Julia's like, I'm very disappointed. There's no Dixical merchandise over there. Julia, just be patient. Remember, this is the first volley. There's still stuff in process. And since nobody actually like reads the post that they upvote, I actually go into that very thing inside that post. So there's some more merch that's coming. There's a few more pieces in the pipeline. I have to actually get some LP branded merch coming. And I'm actually got one piece that is not a print on demand piece that I'm awfully excited about. So once it all gets finished, I'm getting all of the labeling done, and then I got to go ahead and place my order and stuff. It should be fun. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because I don't want to...
Anybody having fun around here? Anybody think that this is popcorn time?
Because I don't want to ruin the surprise. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So Anchor goes ahead and drops it down to about, I think it's 5 of the of them. So there's 4 that it's not going to. And I'm like... All right, dude, it's like within like 10 days here. What the fuck is going on? So I send the email over, and then I get this message back. The message is, well, you know, with all the other ones, it was fine. Right now, Apple's actually kind of like going through, and, you know, they're monitoring what it is that's going up over there. So they've got to like manually determine whether or not it's okay. So there's a little bit of a queue. I'm like, so thinking to myself, so what you're saying is... In this day and age of hypersensitivity, they're going to pass this over to whomever their like editors and freaking censors are and sit there and say, oh, well, this is too offensive to post, so fuck you. Now, normally I wouldn't give a shit if it was just one platform, right? The problem is the other 3 of those platforms, Castbox and a few others, will not actually put your content on their stuff unless it appears over on Apple. Which leads me to ask the question.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, dude, are we seriously at that fucking point now where it's like, I don't know, man, somebody's like, underwear might get all bunched up their ass. So we can't go ahead and do that because you said one of those offensive words there, LP. So are we going to go ahead and stick your fucking podcast up over here?
How about new?
Or are we just going to go ahead and deplatform your ass? So we're to that point, kids. So if you're thinking about going ahead and doing a podcast, guess what? Now you get to go ahead and deal with the almighty fucking censor that is Google. And, you know, you just got to sit there, kind of grit your teeth and, you know.
Fuck you, fucking fucker.
And there you go. So it may be that I may not be able to get up on other platforms. Now, the irony of the whole thing is it's possible to backdoor in. Boy, did I just say backdoor in? It's possible to backdoor in. Through the Oriole app, once they go ahead and get to the phase that they can be an application on the Apple platform, which they just announced that they had gotten their license for. So who knows, man? Let's cross our fingers, and maybe one day, LP stuff will actually appear on all the places it used to appear on. Hey, Carlos, do you think that maybe?
No.
Bro, that was pretty quick over there. I mean, wow. So at any rate, hey, Foxcoid, good morning. Let's go ahead and actually get on with the show, shall we? Hey, listen, is it just me or does it seem like David Copperfield has been doing, like, lines of cocaine and shit? And practicing for a comeback magic show tour by making shit disappear off the store shelves throughout the U.S.? Well, like, a Huey Lewis and the News mixtape blast in the background. I mean, holy fucking shit. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I gotta get some supplies for the show, right? I gotta go ahead and make sure I'm properly hydrated, get some whiskey and stuff. So I sent AMR out, and I'm like, why don't you go get us some whiskey? She's like, okay. 4 places in, she's like, you know what? This is like the 4th place. I can't find our whiskey anywhere. And I was just asking the gods above. I'm like, dude.
Hey, what the fuck?
So it turns out, like, place number 5 that she goes to, she finally gets the whiskey. And it turns out that this particular whiskey is, like, disappearing from the fucking shelves, dude. Like a fart in the fucking wind. You know what I'm saying? It just all of a sudden, poof. Right, it shoots off there. So I'm just kind of, like, a little upset and, like, butthurt about it. And then I'm discovering that there's a whole bunch of other shit that's disappearing off the shelves as well. And, I mean, hey, listen. I get that past your prime 80s comeback shit is happening, you know, like watching Mike Tyson on like Legends League fighting Roy Jones Jr. to a stalemate or maybe like seeing Nate the Great Robinson getting brutally knocked out by a pathetic YouTube influencer who's been like doing boxing in his high school aftercare program before his mom picks him up like over like the past 3 weeks. But, you know, hey, it's not cool. And I mean, in that vein of cock slapping Nate Robinson, where was Jake Paul when we needed him back in the 80s to show the strong pimp hand to Nate Robinson when he was getting a bit too fly at the mouth? You know, I'm just asking for a friend. I'm just wondering, you know. And, like, here we are reliving the fucking 80s doing the mashup. We got, what, tail end of stagflation, runaway inflation, HIV, AIDS was happening then. We have the, like, Cold War redo. You know, like, all the shit from the 80s that they left out from all the Back to the Future films and shit like that. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm seriously waiting for, like, Marty McFly, maybe Biff and Max Headroom to, like, make a sudden reappearance and shit. I mean, I could just, like, hear Biff shouting, "Hey, shitty 80s redo, why don't you make, like, a tree and go away?" Right? You remember that fucking scene from that thing? But you know something? Being stuck in this worst of the 80s redo, it reminds me a lot of being stuck in, like, yet another Cher Farewell tour, complete with all the remakes of her greatest hits that, like, nobody can remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I could turn back time, right? If I could turn back time. No, please don't. Please don't. So, like, lately, the grocery store, it's, like, shopping and shit there becomes more like a strange mix of, like, Black Friday, The Purge, and Graveyard Bingo done to a Knitting Circle commentary by the cast from The View and Red Table Talk. You know what I'm saying? Quaz eating again. Sing for us, LP. Not a fucking chance. Not a chance. So think about it, right? We're talking about record lines at most major food bank centers forcing the National Guard to be called up in places like Cleveland, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Texas. And while the U.S. may not be facing shortages of, like, garden gnomes and sex toys like the U.K. and the Netherlands, in the U.S., pantry staples and other items are disappearing from store shelves as supply chains start to break. So things like toilet paper, ketchup, potato snacks, flour, hot dogs, and bacon. Yes, bacon. We're seeing massive shortages. And as you know, right, bacon shortages can start wars. But that whole potato shortage thing, well, that could be why, like, Dorito trucks are actually starting to get stolen for, like, reals. That's right, kids. I told you I needed some visual aids there, Nine. So apparently what winds up happening is a man stole a Dorito truck, munching ensues, and there was a low freaking vehicle like follow or whatever it is, right? So 34-year-old Joshua Karp stole a Doritos delivery truck. And I'm going to say Joshua Karp in air quotes, right? The delivery driver had pulled up to the gas station and left the vehicle idling as he went inside. And Karp jumped inside and took off. As Karp led police on a wild freaking slow chase, Oklahoma Highway Patrol Garfield County Sheriff's Office assisted. And the man reportedly smashed into several law enforcement vehicles as the chase ensued, and then backup from Ein Police came in. So this dude's got three fucking police departments going after him in a Doritos van as he's hammering Doritos down. This guy is my personal fucking, like, Jesus. So law enforcement tried to use spike strips, but Karp, we'll use that in air quotes again, simply swerved around them. They also set up a roadblock, but the man turned the truck in a different direction. Eventually, an officer was able to shoot out the front driver's side of the tire of the Doritos truck like he was in some kind of, like, fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger action-adventure film. You know what I'm saying? I mean, holy fuck. And Karp was forced to stop, the chase ending just before Enid city limits. However, nobody was hurt during the whole ordeal. There's also no information about how many bags of Dorito this dude hammered down during the chase. I mean, come on, man. How many of us believe that his name was Karp and not Qua, right? Hey, let me ask you a question, Carlos. Do you think this dude's name is Karp? I'm just wondering, right? I'm just...
No.
Fuck no, man. This dude, yeah, garden gnomes. So what, now we're going to have garden gnome dildos? Oh, shit. Well, you know, you got to go ahead and send those over to the Netherlands and the UK. I'm just saying, man, there's a shortage over there of dildos. At any rate, so, at least for fuck's sake, this dude didn't steal a freight train. So I guess he's still kind of a good guy. But also in other positive news, we now know why Qua has been so scarce lately. Between all the pretrial motions and sentencing hearings and all that sort of shit. You know what I'm saying? But think about this. Have you ever noticed that there's never a single fucking story about how somebody hijacked a truck full of, like, gluten-free snacks, vegan snacks, or GNC post-workout protein bars or anything? I mean, could you imagine? It could be like a whole Ocean's 11 movie or something from, like, The Town or some shit like that. I mean, all the extras from, like, the Billy Blanks Tybo videos could come out and the Suzanne Summers Thighmaster commercials. They could all show up for the heist, armed to the teeth with shake weights and shrink-wrapped into spandex ball huggers, which sport a moose knuckle that would make most Marvel superheroes jealous. I mean, holy shit, couldn't you see them snorting lines of, like, protein powder off the dash while jamming the latest functional medical practitioner CBD-infused suppositories up their ass during the low-speed chase with law enforcement? Couldn't you? Huh?
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, was that too strong? I suppose so. We're still all hooked up on, like, on garden gnomes at this stage of the game. Hold on a moment. The last one was called a domestic partner ass midget, 11 and a half inches.
I mean, what the fuck?
I didn't need the additional clarification there, AMR. Oh, my God. The greatest thing is, it's not only fucking... See, now I'm going to be stuck on, like, garden gnomes and shit like that. And that was such a sideshow in that whole thing. Holy crap. At any rate, so the best part about this whole thing was it's not only limited to... Yeah, don't restrain your love. At any rate, so the best part about this whole damn thing, as I'm going through here, is it's not just limited to Doritos. So, like, Kwa's on a bender right now. Apparently, Pepsi trucks are being stolen as well. So you can go ahead and check the link out over there, over in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was thinking to myself, you know, Kwa's really got to dial it back, man. He's going to get himself into a lot of trouble. And then, all that being said, a new story emerged, which made me rethink the obvious guilt of Kwa. It might have been actually Marky Mark Wahlberg himself that did this. Well, why do you say? You're probably asking LP. Yo, LP, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, apparently, Mr. Marky Mark himself has decided to put on a shitload of weight for a film and become yet a fatty. He is channeling the inner fat child in himself. So the 49-year-old actor is ditching his ripped physique in order to transform himself for an upcoming film role. Wahlberg wrote on Instagram Saturday that he's, quote, up about 20 pounds in weight and plans on, quote, going up another 20, right? Bro.
I mean, what the fuck?
Bro, 40 pounds and you're like, you're pushing 50? Hey, listen, let me, as a person who's got lots of experience in this, tell you, don't put on 40 pounds. That shit will never fucking come off. You know what I'm saying? You'll be looking at the scale every morning and you just be, you know.
Fuck you, fuckers!
So Marky Mark, hold on a second here. Let's just read. So the actor revealed, you know, during the early April appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live that he was planning on putting on the pounds to play a fighter turned priest in an upcoming movie. Dude, that's kind of fucking insulting. That's all I'm saying. So, quote, after doing the boxing scenes, I get to put on as much weight as possible over the course of film. So I'm challenging myself to put on 30 pounds in the next 6 weeks. And when they ask what his first meal will be when he starts trying to gain weight, yeah, he's looking pretty rotund, man. Wahlberg suggested a 20-piece chicken McNugget meal, hot wings from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a six-pack of beer.
Dude, I've been on such a regimen for so long, I just want to eat everything in sight. I want to go to bakeries. I want to go to Denny's. I want to get pancakes. I want to do everything I possibly can to get food, every all the food I can to get my hands on it, right?
Now I'm thinking to myself, right? Who the fuck knew that filming the Italian Job movie was nothing more than, like, on-the-job training for the real-life Dorito truck heist to get fat for a new movie? I mean, who the fuck knew, right?
I mean, what the fuck?
Wow, but, I mean, the commentary around the chicken McNuggets and shit and the beer, I mean, it's almost like the PC version of, like, unleashing the inner fat kid. But it's feeling kind of like Marky Mark is culturally appropriating the dad bod and the body positivity movements. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like, what the fuck, bro? So, can somebody get to deplatforming this fake fat kid? I think I speak for all of us whose roots run deep in this dad bod thing that I'm deeply offended that some dude deep into fat shaming by engaging in, like, 4 a.m. workouts suddenly decides to culturally appropriate the dad bod to make a whole bunch of fucking money from a movie, and I'm not getting anything from it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, listen, Marky Mark.
Fuck you, fucking fuckers.
So, Marky, listen, let me give you a clue how your fake fatty roll got caught. In that list of, like, chicken, and beer, I didn't once hear anything authentic dad bod fatties eat when unleashing their inner fat kid. All right? I didn't hear no fucking cracklings in there. Not once. I didn't hear no fucking Popeyes. I mean, real fatties don't do that KFC and McD bullshit. It's kind of like the comparison between, like, beer and whiskey. One day, you know, you can drink a whole bunch of stuff, but it doesn't get to the fucking point. Whereas with whiskey, dude, you just need a little to get to the point. Dude, that is Popeyes for fatties. That's what I'm saying. And, bro, where's the donuts, all right? Where the fuck are the donuts? Every fatty I ever ran across, we fucking love fried dough. Come on, man. Anything with white flour and lots of oil, bro, that's unleashing your inner fat kid. When you're sitting there telling me, oh, I'm going to have some like 20-piece chicken McNuggets and I'm going to have some beer. Dude, we eat that shit when we're hungover, bro. Come on now. You got to go ahead and actually up your game there. Listen, Marky, if you need some helpful advice, hey, DM me. Slide into my DMs. I will be happy to teach you how to go ahead and plump up real nice and easy, all right? I will consider it, you know, like a personal, like, thing. I'll be your personal fatty guide. How's that? Will that work for you?
Did I make myself clear?
Huh?
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
I mean, shit. I don't want to hear boo-hoo. I got to put 40 pounds on for another movie. Get the fuck out of here, dude. No. And then on the other side, we've got somebody else. No, I'm not a cop. But I like donuts. Oh, man. On the other half of it, we've got somebody who's currently sporting the dad bod, has joined the dad bod movement, and now is like fat shaming the fuck out of everybody. Hey, Will Smith, fatty in training over here. Let me tell you something, all right? The Men in Black star has shared a picture of himself on Sunday, and commenters were quick enough to laugh along with its honest nature. I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life. He wrote alongside the photo, which features the actor, 52, in a pair of black shorts, slippers, and an unzipped hoodie with no shirt, which gives people a glimpse of his chest and his stomach. You look good, Amy Schumer said. Man, you've been in the best shape of your whole life. Enjoy the dad bod with pride. Let's end the carb discrimination, somebody else joked. I agree. I agree. This is the body that carried me through the entire pandemic and countless days through grazing in the pantry, he captioned the post. I love this body, but I want to feel better. No more midnight muffins. This is it. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. Hey, listen. First things first. Lisa Lampanelli, you missed a fucking golden opportunity for some comedic gold. That's what I'm thinking, right? But, so, now we go from freaking Marky Mark, dad bod, cultural appropriation, to fatty shaming Will Smith. Hey, William, since you're hell-bent on fat shaming, I mean, getting into shape again, bullshit, you have this thing for, like, doing biopics, right? Muhammad Ali, and you did Chris Gardner from The Pursuit of Happiness. I have a fantastic idea about how you can do both, but in a more inclusive fashion. How's that? I'm thinking you star in a biopic where you play Richard Simmons as he struggles to create sweat into the oldies. I'm thinking gripping narrative, neon leg warmers, fat people sweating. It'll capture all the drama and struggle of the ordinary man in an artistic and gripping way. Shit, you could even debut it on like Red Table Talk, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? Why have that personal chef and personal trainer who fucking costs you a fortune when you could just get the DoorDash delivery driver to help you prepare with all that weight loss stuff? That's when you go, LP, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, let me help you with that, right? The DoorDash delivery driver? So this woman, who's she leaves people divided after sharing a fat-shaming card her driver left in the takeaway. One woman was left open-mouthed after a delivery driver from McDonald's came with an unexpected extra. She shared the addition to her order. On TikTok, of course, because, dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
And left people divided as many dubbed it inappropriate. The woman had ordered through DoorDash, and the unknown driver slipped a card into her bag, promoting their services as a nutrition expert. for fat people looking to lose weight. The note on the card said, lose weight, ask me how. I mean, holy shit, dude. Any hope of a tip is gone, right? That's what I'm saying. But listen, man, America's got a very fucked up relationship with weight loss to begin with, right? I mean, we sit here and stuff our faces with all kinds of shit and then, you know, do calorie counting and we get all kinds of, like, worked up about losing some weight. And, dude, we fucking eat our emotions. All kinds of shit happen. And when you think about it, right, fat people being shamed and objectified, it's like the staple of how Hollywood makes its cash, right? So think about this. In the modern spectacle of, like, the digital arena, look no further than the fucking Biggest Loser. Fat shaming the shit out of people, watching the circus sideshow of, like, morbidly obese people falling over themselves, doing an obstacle course, sweating to death in fucking spandex outfits three sizes too small, with a light dusting of, like, orange Cheeto dust all in their faces and their spandex tops. And, of course, as we know, if you fucking fail to go ahead and sufficiently embarrass yourself, or if you lose a challenge, then it's off to the Temptation Room, where we shove them in a fucking room full of the shit to stuff their faces with a million cameras around so the viewers can have a ringside seat as they watch this person fucking humiliate themselves by eating their emotions like they've done 1,000 times before secretly. Yeah, I know, truth. It fucking sucks, doesn't it? But we've created a fucking spectacle about this. And the worst part about it is, when you take a look what's going on over in freaking Biggest Loser, the whole reason why it got pulled was because Jillian Michaels was caught giving her team caffeine supplements in an incident in the show's producers called cheating, diuretics, kids, without a doctor's permission. So, in order to get those dramatic weight losses that we need to get the fucking ratings, you know, in between sufficiently humiliating the shit out of these fucking people, you know, Biggest Loser, bro, it went ahead and took the cake on that whole thing. And so I'm thinking to myself, listen, if we're going to go ahead and pawn off these bullshit supplements as, like, you know, healthy and great for your diet, I'm just thinking, why don't we take a page from somebody who was trying to, you know, get a breakfast burrito in over at the fucking airport, except he might have put a little bit of meth inside of it, just a touch of it, right? So the TSA in Houston at the William P. Hobie Airport found something unexpected in a breakfast burrito, crystal meth. I mean, it's the ultimate, like, diet supplement, right? So, during a routine x-ray screening of carry-on luggage, the TSA officer, he said that he saw it was an unidentified lump inside of the breakfast burrito. So the traveler was asked to unwrap the breakfast burrito for visual inspection. The passenger insisted it was just a breakfast burrito. So once the wrapper was off, the officer saw something unusual and dark in the middle of the burrito, and a supervisory TSA officer came over and was asked to assist to rescreen the burrito, this time through an x-ray, and it showed what looked like black tape and dark wrapping around a large organic mass. You want to know something? All I can think when I see this is this person was coming up to the TSA checkpoint and pulled that thing out of the prison pocket and shoved it into a breakfast burrito. And I just look at this and
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man? Who lets their burrito get x-rayed? Yeah, you know what it reminds me of, like, over in Trading Places with Eddie Murphy? Is there a problem, officers? Yeah. Hey, could you go ahead and take your breakfast burrito and just, like, put it over on the x-ray machine there? Fantastic. Thanks so much. Yeah, like, everybody over inside that waiting line isn't sitting there going, hey, I think he's trying to smuggle drugs. Although, I'll tell you one thing. I remember Amar and I, we were flying, I think it was over to Miami, and it was, like, right after the whole 9/11 thing was big, and we were flying from New York to Miami or whatnot, and there was a guy, I remember there, we were taxiing on the runway, and there was a dude that decided to just unbuckle his seatbelt and get up and start fucking around in the overhead bins, and the flight attendant came over and was like, sir, you need to sit down, and he started to get agitated. And he started to get himself all, like, you know, puffed up and starting to get nasty with her until he looked around and saw everybody was kind of, like, reaching for something just in the event that something was going to happen. So once he saw that and he saw the look on the woman's face, he sat down awfully quickly. So we fly over, and it's a pretty pleasant flight. He minds his business and keeps his mouth shut. And as we're walking out of the plane, the guy was behind us. AMR and I walk, walk in front of them, and we're walking ahead, and there's like six TSA officers walking back towards the plane looking for him. So people get a little bit testy in the airport, but yeah, he should have just chucked his burrito in the garbage can. That's all I'm saying. All right, kids, guess what? It's break time, and there's whiskey over there, and I'm going to need some. So I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. You're listening to Joculation this evening. Hey, let's try that one again. It's Friday night. We're just getting started. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. There's just something so magical about punk rock. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh my God. So, hey, kids, it's Joculation. I'm LP Faust. It's Friday night for us, and the Circle of Intimacy is out there this evening.
One of us, okay? That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah, one of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
It seems that last segment might have gotten people a little fixated on fried dough and all of its different forms and wonderful combinations like chocolate and pork rinds. Oh, my God. Chocolate and pork rinds. Get out of here with that already, LP. And, of course, you know, I've got to take every minute of coming back on to go ahead and pimp my D-Shop. So you can go check out the D-Shop. I went ahead and I posted the link to the actual thingamajiggy earlier. You know what? I'll go ahead and I'll do it again because I'm going to just shill my fucking merchandise. How's that? I'm going to go ahead and be a capitalist, all right? And I'm just going to keep shilling the merchant. What's kind of funny about this whole thing is that as we're sitting here doing this show, I went inside there. Shane went ahead. Of course, Shane replied. He's like, dude, you're asking for more, you know, what we want for merch? Make coffee mugs. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, man, I'll go ahead and I'll make coffee mugs. I thought you guys would want something different, but whatever. You got three shirts and now coffee mugs. Yeah, any LP face masks. I thought that you were against them, Gabriel. I'm just saying, you know, as a friend, I want to make sure that you're consistently sending the same message, you know, because my whole job in life is to help with all of the messaging that's out there. A lot of truth in advertising. Hey, we got a newbie here tonight. Guess who our newbie is this evening? Any banana hammocks? Let me tell you something, anarchist. I am so going to freaking do that. That is one of the things that I thought about. The catch is, it can't be any of the things that I got currently because it's not an LP Faust branding, right? I've got to go ahead and put my, like, F, you know, that I've got for my logo, like, right where the head of the penis rests, right? So it's almost like a bullseye. How about LP Garden Gnomes? Yeah, if you missed the beginning of the show, you're probably losing context, so the moral of the story, kids, is make sure to show up on time or else you're going to lose a lot of context.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. I got to hustle here. All right. So we're in the second part of the show here this evening. And now we have Mother's Day coming up, right? And what we've got to think about is all these special things, but we've got to think about when we're going to buy stuff, we got to make sure that we got to think about not only functionality, not only cool shit, but safety. Because, I mean, you never know, like, if you go ahead and buy something, like, for instance, like, when a huge butt plug sparks a grenade scare in Germany. I mean, shit like that can happen, and you're asking yourself, you know, bro.
What the fuck?
Right? So on April 26, a woman was jogging in the woods in southeastern Germany near the town of something I can't pronounce. Suddenly, she noticed something strange that just stopped her dead in her tracks, and she asked herself, bro.
What the fuck?
So on the ground, by the path, was an old plastic bag, and inside it looked like something that was that looked exactly like a fucking hand grenade, right? So we're sitting there going, oh, boy. Wow. First off, I'm going to stop right there. When I'm jogging through the woods, am I paying attention to the trash that's on the ground? I mean, do we ever, like, fucking do that when we're running, right?
How about new?
No, I mean, I'll pick stuff up occasionally if I leave it there, but I'm not, like, running around going, hey, what's that plastic bag over in the corner over there? But let's continue, right? She whipped out her mobile phone and called the emergency number. And her phone call sparked a full-blown bomb defusal operation. And the bomb squad from the Bavarian Police Department rushed to the scene. It's a PP mask. He has a face on. Oh, Lordy. So, when examining the supposed grenade, the explosive experts discovered it wasn't a grenade at all. Instead, oh my God, it was a sex toy. A roughly grenade-shaped butt plug of respectable girth.
What the fuck?
Let me just unpack that for a second. Boy, that was a bad choice of words. Let me just go ahead and analyze this for a second, okay? First off, a roughly grenade-shaped butt plug. Wow, that's a lot of fucking ridges, man. That could do a lot of damage. I'm just saying. And then I love the fucking PC phrase of respectable girth. I mean, last time when we were sitting here talking about people going to the hardware store and taking, like, nuts out of the hardware section and effectively screwing them on their penis to create a cock ring, we got some measurements. Like, one of them was 3 centimeters in girth, but there was, like, a centimeter on each side. So it really embarrassed the dude. So I'm discovering here that they're not going to sit there and say, like, yeah, so we found this, like, butt plug that has, like, you know, 8 or 10 inches of girth around it, and we were completely amazed. No, they're not going to do that, right? They're not going to do like that one group over in the Ukraine where they fucking took pictures next to the guy's dick as it's inflamed, like it's a trophy kill or something. At any rate, so what did they do? Well, according to the police, the bag also held a tube of lube, 2 used condoms, and a USB cable.
I mean, what the fuck?
So you kind of get the sense that maybe what winds up happening is it's probably like a sex toy of some kind, right? Well, Inspector Clouseau, who's on the scene over there, apparently decided that they wanted to be absolutely certain the object was made to be shoved up a person's ass. So he pulls out his phone and he does a Google search for a grenade-shaped butt plugs.
What the fuck?
Let me say that again. He does a fucking Google search for grenade-shaped butt plugs. The search on the internet confirmed the suspicion. There actually are sex toys in the shape of hand grenades. What a fucking revelation. And that was the kind of thing we're dealing with here, the police said in a press release. So not only did they fucking do this, they decided to put a fucking press release out that they actually did this shit. Never mind that there's fucking lube sitting there and condoms and fucking USB cables. I don't know what the fuck that's about. But dude, get a fucking clue, right? So I love the dude that despite all the associated paraphernalia on the site, the lube, the condoms, he still felt the need to allegedly verify that this was a butt plug by Googling it. Right. Right. I'm thinking he was doing a little shopping on his phone after a moment of, like, inspiration by what he saw at the scene, you know what I'm saying? And all I can think of the scene, and all I can think of, right, as I'm sitting here seeing this and picturing it, is the scene in Fellowship of the Rings when Merry shows up to the table with a pint of beer and Pippin is sitting, like, right next to him, and he looks over and he sees that. He's like, what's that? And Merry's like, this, my friend, is a pint. I'm thinking to myself, the one guy's like, Google grenade butt plugs. Wow. Somebody leans in. What's that? It's a grenade butt plug you can shove up your ass. And I'm just like, holy fuck, man. That's exactly how it all went down. It had to be. So I'm like, out of curiosity, and like on a completely unrelated matter, who the fuck keeps a spare USB cable in their bag of butt sex supplies? I'm just like, I'm completely fucking amazed by this. And I mean, I understand being prepared for things like a Boy Scout, but I mean, holy shit, what the fuck is this, man? You know what? On second thought, I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. So listen, dude, next time you're going to go ahead and Google some new fetish pieces that you can get up because you're inspired by the crime scene in front of you, I'm just saying, don't fill everybody in on a press release about it. You know what I'm saying? Do you hear me here?
Can I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Jesus Christ. So we were supposed to be talking about Mother's Day gifts, and we're talking about safe gifts. And the way that we get to safe gifts is by talking about gifts that were probably unsafe. Like, for instance, this other woman who effectively is suing a company after a penis bomb from pranksters explodes in her face. So, hey, Norhawk, just in time. We're talking about penis bombs. So a woman is suing a company after receiving a penis bomb that exploded in her face, reports claim. She was shocked to receive the spring-loaded missile which shoots out hundreds of phallic confetti shapes. She was showered in dicks, man. That's exactly what happened. The package was designed by Ruin Days, an American company which sells and sends prank items. Other objects it sells include penis-shaped sweets, a spring-loaded glitter, poop and sperm bombs, as well as embarrassing postcards and rude cards. Its items are 100% anonymous and secure. So the woman over in Long Island, New York, is now taking legal action after receiving the package last May. Let's try that again. The woman of Long Island, New York, is now taking legal action after receiving the package in May of last year. She's now said to be seeking damages for assault, battery, emotional distress, and negligence. And, of course, the resident ambulance chaser that's representing her is like, my client feels like anyone else would. Scared, shocked, violated, certainly disturbed, and certainly distressed. Oh, how can she live on? And in a separate incident, a woman over in California received a, quote, how not to be a cunt card and eat a dick card, also taking legal action as well. Because we can't go ahead and be funny anymore. We can't just go ahead and shut off the fucking, throw it away, whatever. We've got to go ahead and sit there and just absolutely sue everybody for emotional distress. So in the event that you too would like to anonymously send emotional distress to people around you worldwide, you can go check out ruindays.com over here. They've got everything you could imagine. Boxes of shit, gummy dicks that you can send over. They've got all kinds of fantastic stuff. So please, help these people in this difficult time that we've got right now to help make it through. So now that we have an idea of what we don't want to send mom for Mother's Day, right? Let's start talking about packages and things that mom might want to go ahead and have. Things that speak from the heart. Things that actually go ahead and let her know, mom, you're special to me, right? How about you go ahead and get her something wonderful like a cuterus? Yes, kids, a cuterus. It's a combination of the words cute and uterus, and wearing a cuterus will have you giving off some serious girl power vibes. So you too can get this lovely, gorgeous little uterus with flowers that she can wear like kind of as a lapel. And Amar's like, that's so wrong. Right? But we've got to be real here. Cuterus might not do it. Sometimes what you need is you just need to get straight to the fucking point, right? And I mean, hey, man, that's why we go to lickthewhip.com to get some alcoholic whipped cream. It's infused with 14% alcohol by volume, and the bonus is that it's lactose-free. So for those of you that have lactose intolerance and you just want to, cut through the bullshit and get straight to the point, get some Lick the Whip, man. 14% alcohol by volume. It's better than going ahead and drinking some wine or something like that. Look at that, Jesus LP. Dude, I think of the best things in ever. I make sure to take into account love and all kinds of things. I think about what moms everywhere need. You know what else they need? I'll tell you what they need. They also need a champagne bottle bong. I mean, who wants to be judged when you're sitting at the table, right? This particular Mother's Day. The fancy fella includes a multi-hole Cirque percolator and a 14-millimeter joint, perfect for dabs or bowls. Awesome decals, colored glass make this piece a fantastic addition to any smoker's collection. I mean, we've got that. Just remember, we're only part of the way through. And then, of course, there's women, of course, when you talk about mom sometimes is sitting there wondering, can I actually get my body back? I mean, am I attractive? All that sort of stuff. And, sometimes the best thing to do is to just go ahead and go out of your way to get mom something that says you're special, like a reproduction of Kim Kardashian's butt that she, too, can wear underneath everything. So the ass that broke the internet can now belong to mom for Mother's Day. And you, too, can get this. The artistic duo Ida Johnson and Simone Saharan have been collating thousands upon thousands of paparazzi images of Kim Kardashian's infamous ass in a project last year that resulted in a one-to-one scalable online version of, quote, the bum. Since then, and in collaboration with designer Beat Carlson, the research has since expanded into becoming a wearable real-life iteration. So you too, mom, could have Kim Kardashian's ass if you'd like. And if you find yourself sitting there wistfully, you know, mom is like wistfully thinking about the good old days. Norvox like, dude, your fucking news feed's insane. If you're wistfully thinking about the good old days and maybe all of those shows that you miss, you could just go ahead and get mom a Golden Girls porno coloring book. Yes. Does mom need a hobby to keep her occupied between Golden Girls reruns? Guess what? You now have the ability to get some Golden Girls porn parody coloring books over here for mom for Mother's Day. Or you could just get all of these wonderful gifts gift wrapped. And no, you cannot find them at LP Faust D Shop. No, you can't. I've actually included all the links to everything for you in these different things. So if you feel the need to let mom know how special she is, I've given you a list of wonderful, safe products, not like that fucking, you know, butt plug hand grenade that set off a bomb squad, or the offensive, like, you know, the offensive exploding penis package that went ahead and ignited like lawsuits worldwide. No, we got some safe, wholesome stuff for mom for this Mother's Day. So with that, kids, I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break, let you digest. Go ahead and click, click, click away and think about mom and get her something special for this, for the first Sunday, because she deserves all of your love. Hey, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show, soon to be censored from Apple. You're listening to Joculation. I'll tell you what, Normark, that just looks freaking painful. You know what I'm saying? I'm like looking at that and I'm just like, oh my God.
Fuck man. You fucking fuckers!
Because Jesus Christ, man. Going ahead and having a ball bag that's so big and so full, you're like Santa Claus throwing that shit over your back over the back shoulder. Oh my God, no, thank you. Hey, you know what? I'm like running so far behind right now, it's not even funny. So you know what we gotta do? I feel like I'm in the middle of the donkey scene in Clerks 2, where it's like, oh, gotta hurry up. Ooh, cake. At any rate, so we've been covering lots and lots of topics. You know, the variety across the board is just as it's like a smorgasbord over here. And by the way, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. It's Joculation. It's Friday night, and we're just, I don't know, sort of like misbehaving. So in this particular segment here, I thought I would go ahead and just like make sure to keep everybody up to date on all of the cultural norms that are happening out there, right? So it's really hard to know who we're supposed to ban this week and who we're supposed to silence and who the racist of the week is. So now we've gone from sitting there and saying that that person is a racist to doing things like making sure to let everybody know that cheese is racist. So it's not a person, it's now objects. So Allison Plummer from the Global Environmental Movement has led a petition for more plant-based meals to be served in schools and other venues. And she told the council that there is a, quote, racist element to serving dairy because she believes a large portion of the Black, Asian, and other minority communities are lactose intolerant. So apparently, according to this woman, if you happen to be any complexion other than white, 65% of you can't tolerate cheese. And therefore, having a pizza over in school, well, dude, that's fucking racist. You know what I'm saying? So we've got this genius over here, and we've got to keep up, okay, guys? We got to go ahead and move a little bit quicker here. So when we stop and think, boy, we've really gone absurd, right? Yeah, well, and then you find out that now automatic soap dispensers are racist also. So Sullivan Israel shares that some UCLA students are claiming that automatic soap dispensers, yes, are the things you find in the restrooms and dole out soap without having to be touched. They are racist. The basis for this claim is a student who says that the dispensers don't see her hands because of the color of her skin. And a second student said that the dispensers force Black and brown bodies to show their palms, which are the only light areas of the skin. So just to let everybody know, we could debunk this on the basis of this claim for anyone who doesn't know. The sensors on soap dispensers don't see human hands. They don't have eyes. They work by using a simple device called a PIR sensor that recognizes infrared light, which is emitted by everybody regardless of color. Now, the sad part is that there's a group of people over here that are perpetuating this shit, and there's right now 265 of them. So the end of the world will be coming soon.
What the fuck?
Because, oh my God. And just when you thought that we've crossed over into the absurd, then yes, we got to hustle. It doesn't get any more absurd than when you actually find out that all of the bronies have a serious problem because apparently there's a faction of white supremacists that are inside of the fucking brony group. Ah! So we've got to check out with Agrid whether or not some of his friends are part of the Splinter faction. So My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is the third TV iteration of the popular toy and media franchise. The cartoon started airing in 2010 and quickly attracted an enormous fandom of not only children, but adults, right? These My Little Pony fans are called bronies, in the event that you all don't know or some don't. And most of these are men that are white, and some of them are vocal white supremacists. So one of these guys in particular was the perpetrator of the Indianapolis FedEx shooting in April 2021 and killed 9 people. And guess what, kids? He was a My Little Pony fan. In fact, on his Facebook, he said, quote, "I hope that I can be with my little pony character, Applejack, in the afterlife. My life has no meaning without her." So apparently some of the more significant platforms in the brony phase was 4chan. What a fucking surprise. So the conversation started taking up so much space that 4chan moderators had to open up a new sub-forum. So the gist of this is now we've got a whole bunch of other stuff. These guys are effectively taking Fluttershy and Twilight Sparkle and creating some like fan art that in their own Nazi pastel sort of like pony stuff. So, dude, all I can say is the more I find out about who it's time to hate and splinter factions that are doing this shit associated with My Little Pony, the more I realize, man, I need a fucking rocket so I can get the hell off this fucking planet. Because, oh my God. Oh my God. What are we going to do? What, you don't browse? Dude, I'll tell you what, Ron. I seriously try not to go ahead and browse a whole bunch of shit like that. 4chan, nah, man. Not my cup of tea. Believe me, there's enough fucked up news in the regular news cycle for me to go ahead and take more than enough stuff to create more than enough content to go ahead and come over here. Listen, Normak even verified it. He sat there and said, "LP, dude, your feed is really fucked up. What the hell's wrong with you?" And I'm like, dude, it entertains you and me every week. So obviously I'm getting the right news, right? This isn't the news. Look, when you come here, you don't want to hear politics, right? You don't want to hear about all the fucking problems of the world. You don't want me to roast and flambé some fucking politician who's a fucktard over there that we all know is a fucktard because it's not going to change. It's not going to fucking change. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to make a difference. We're here to laugh like Nero and fiddle while the shit burns. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, man, I'm running so fucking far behind, it's not even funny. So I got to go ahead and take another break, jam a few more things up over inside of here, and, you know, go from there. Hey, by the way, go to my D shop. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation.
Look closely, really closely, deep into the eyes of the Wall Street banker. See the dream of plutocracy and sense of entitlement. Whomever the insolvent investment bank, wherever the multinational monopoly, corporate welfare, socialized losses and subsidies are always the answer. Fuck the plebs. That's why the Vampire Squid Financial Fuckery Fund is there, doing God's work, providing corporate welfare and socializing losses from each and every investment bank and Fortune 500 company. All at the expense of the working class everywhere. Lobbying, day in, day out. Funding economic hitmen across the globe. destroying economies worldwide, reaching every political parasite willing to sell out their constituents for a contribution or a bribe, growing the permanent underclass of disposable wage slaves and permaserfs, regardless of who holds power. Will you help make plutocracy great again? For corporate welfare and corporate socialism, without the painful nostalgias of human dignity and compassion, the Vampire Squid Financial Fuckery Fund. Let's make plutocracy great again.
Yeah, eating cheese, using automatic soap dispensers, you know, you got to go ahead and run the gambit. Hey, Truth Force, if you didn't catch that, you'll have to go ahead and, I guess, listen to the recording when it comes out so you can understand the context. You know what I'm saying? Hey, kids, it's Friday night. It's LP Faust. We got the Circle of Intimacy growing a bit over here. So,
one of us, Google Gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us, Google Gobble, one of us.
And can you believe there's just like, I don't know, 30 minutes that are left in the show? I mean, holy shit, man. Time flies. Time flies when you're sitting here slaving away trying to get D-Shop to do its thing. But that's okay, man. That's okay. I'm going to go ahead and fund my kid's college plan with that, right? Hey, Carlos, are we going to go ahead and...
No.
Holy shit. So in the event that you're wondering, you know, if you've got any suggestions for some, for any sort of like stuff, do me a favor, merch that you want to see. Go over to the thread over the post that I put up there and, you know, drop your comments inside there because we'll get to work on it. Maybe. Maybe. We got a couple of things over here. And Ron is my first merch order. Check that out. Ron is the coolest person, even though he was having a little bit of user error with his thing. Yeah, he figured it out, which is awesome. Yeah, that one is actually my favorite one also, which is the Vampire Squid one. So I've got other ones too. I've got the nasal swabs, my fake punk rock band, with some fantastic names and stuff of their wonderful songs that I came up with on the back of their tour shirt. So yeah, go check it out. You can go check out my D shop. Check out the merch that I've got up there. I got three pieces, and there's more coming. So enough of that, man. So we went ahead and covered the gambit of a lot of different things. So now what we're going to talk about is with springtime coming up, we have weddings becoming the thing that everybody's looking forward to in this pandemic age, right? Weddings, weddings, weddings. You ordered a large. It won't shrink that much. Normark, that was just foul, man. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So ultimately what happens is you've always got drama with weddings, right? So in that wonderful world of like, am I an asshole in Reddit? We have a bridesmaid who drops out of her sister's wedding party after a horrible pre-ceremony experience. Stop causing drama! So a woman was tired of the other bridesmaids insulting her body, so she dropped out of her sister's weddings. She's having second thoughts about ditching the ceremony on such short notice and consulted Reddit's Am I the Asshole forum for help. Because that's what I do, right? Anytime I need help, I go straight over into the freaking Reddit forum, or I just make a TikTok video about it and ask a whole bunch of fucking unqualified idiots out there, hey, I have no ability to take any control of my own life. I need somebody to blame this on. So I need to go ahead and ask you so then I can embarrass and humiliate myself and I can become a meme for the rest of my life, right? That's what I do. No. I mean, do we do that shit? I'm just asking.
How about new?
So at any rate, to add insult to injury, this chick's sister, who is the bride, never defended her. But when she tried to reach out to her sister about it, she was dismissed. All right, hold on. Let me get my voice ready. I brought it up to her between appointments, and she brushed me off, and I was always, always too sensitive. Not even when her best friend suggested I wear a trash bag so it would hide my disgusting body. Our brother was there and pretty much was the only person to stand up for me. And then he encouraged me to drop out of the wedding told me I deserved better, so that's what I did. My sister freaked out, and I'm left with making jabs at me, and my parents think I should grin and bear it, and I just do it because it's such short notice. The pressure's on me, and I've been called an asshole for dropping out like this. Okay. A lot of emotion in that one. First off, is anyone else getting the feeling this story is going to conclude on like an all-new episode of freaking Judge Mathis? I mean, that's the feeling that I'm getting. I'm sensing it in my bones. I'm just thinking to myself over here, right? The neck hole thing. It's so fucking true. I didn't even really look at that. At any rate, so I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I mean, if somebody said to me, bro, maybe what you should do is when you're up there, put a trash bag on your body to fucking hide how disgusting you are. I wouldn't even be having a discussion, right? I wouldn't even be fucking having a discussion. It'd be like, gotta go, man. I got more important things to do, like, I don't know, masturbate to furry porn or something like that during that time. I gotta go visit the door. See you later. Best of luck to you, right? I just don't get why you would consult Reddit and share this shit, right? Everybody knows there's nothing good that usually comes from weddings in the sense of at the ceremony. Because you always have those people, right? You got the drunk pervy uncle that shows up. You have the cat fight that always ensues between the bridesmaids. You always have somebody that can't hold their liquor and gets too drunk and starts doing a bunch of shit they shouldn't be doing at a wedding. I mean, it's kind of like the way that the world pretty much with weddings. If you need some material, you can always go on YouTube and just pull up all the wedding stuff that you want. So really what we need, in a sense, is a disposable wedding party, right? And the best part about it is that the app Bumble has created a wonderful opportunity for us to do that. So, in fact, in this particular case, there's a woman who agrees to be a bridesmaid for a stranger she met online with just 2 days' notice, right? So after moving to a new town to study, Danielle Haley realized she didn't know all that many people. So she downloaded the app and began swiping, hoping to meet some new friends. Let's just stop there. I'm just thinking to myself, right, I don't just go ahead and pick up an app and go, well, I mean, none of these people have been background checked. Who the fuck knows? You know, but whatever, man. Maybe I'm just being too critical. Let me just go ahead and see who I connect with on some strange one-off like thing, like little tick on the box over there. It's like, oh, we like papier-mâché art. Awesome. And then the next thing I know, I go and meet somebody up and or meet up with somebody and we're over in some place robbing a fucking bank together. You know what I mean? Something like that. Right. Or maybe it's like, hey, could you meet up on this side of the town? I go over and I go out to lunch and I'm mugged by their friends. Right. That's the way that I could see this thing going down. But whatever. There are people out there that think that the world is you know, all about, you know, like rainbow farts and pansies, I guess. So Jody Morris. Whoa, wrong. So apparently what happens here is aside from the fact. Oh, here we go. So this Friday morning, I'm sitting here swiping on Bumble BFF, and I see this girl, and she's talking about her wedding that's on Sunday, and I was like, oh my gosh, tell me. So she reminds me of all of her, or she sends me all of her color schemes, the dresses of the other girls, and she's like, you know what? You could go to David's Bridal and get a bridesmaid dress. So I did, and now I'm going to be a bridesmaid. Let me just say this much, right? If you're making a friend and they're like, hey, why don't you go over to David's Bridal and spend $300 on a fucking dress you're never going to go ahead and use again in your life so that you can be a part of my fucking disaster wedding over here. That's just, you know, what the fuck, man? And people are just like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll do it. You know what? I bet you they made a shitload of money in crypto. That's probably what it is. So it doesn't end there. A Q&A with the bride and the groom on their wedding day. The bride explains why she asked the stranger to be her wedding. It turns out that all of her bridesmaids were chosen at random, and they were people that she met through the Bumble BFF and her wedding photographer and those that lived in her neighborhood. I'm just like, what the ever-loving fuck, dude?
I mean, what the fuck?
It's like a Vegas wedding, kind of, right? All you're missing is, like, Elvis Presley, a couple of strippers on the brass pole over there, you know, a fucking drive-through that you could have. Maybe a couple people over in the corner throwing, I know, we'll have them open up the exploding penis cards so they can shower them with confetti afterwards. What the fuck, man? We now have a DoorDash version of ordering up some takeaway BFFs when you find yourself in a pinch. This shit reminds me of when I was over in New York and I went to this fucking killer dinner show called Tony and Tina's Wedding. And basically the gist of it is, it's every bad wedding that's ever fucking happened, and you get to be a part of it. So you get to be entertained by it, and you get to view the disaster without actually having any emotional investment in the disaster. So you have people in the wedding party that shouldn't be together. I think my favorite part is that one of the characters was the groom's what is it? It was the groom's dad's girlfriend. And she played like she was a loose woman, and she winds up dancing with one of the boys that's there, who's like right at 13 or whatever. And so he's like at the end of the thing asking her for her phone number, and she's just like, son, listen, it was just a joke. At any rate, there was a lot of cool shit over there, like the really uber tall woman that wound up dancing with two gay guys that were from the Netherlands at the table that we were at. It was fantastic. But this kind of reminds me of that. I'm just saying, right? And I'm thinking to myself, so if she did that, I could just see, like, you know, some dude sitting over, you know, maybe her boyfriend, who's now her husband. Maybe what he does is he's, like, over in the gas station, and he's just decided that, you know, the senator that's next to him that's tapping his foot, hey, there's a glory hole over there, and you know what? After a rub and a tug, why don't you go ahead and come on over and be a groomsman in my wedding ceremony to make it just a little bit more of an inclusive ceremony? I mean, I could see that actually fucking happening. And then, of course, you know, sometimes what happens is when you're looking at temporary stuff, and by the way, if you're looking to go ahead and have, like, takeaway friends and stuff like that, maybe disposable friends, you just need to, I don't know, go on a camping trip and stuff, or maybe you just need them to, like, take you over to the doctor or whatever, you know, you could just go over to the Bumble BFF application. It's right there. Go ahead and click on that, download it, get yourself a few friends for sort of, like, temporary sort of things, ephemeral stuff, nothing permanent, you know? Because you never know when you're going to need some friends to go ahead and put together a wedding. After all, I mean, you never know what, you know, you never know exactly why it is that you want to get married. Sometimes you just want to go ahead and get married and divorce four times in a span of 37 days so you can get take advantage of that honeymoon leave loophole that your business might have. You know what I'm saying? So there was a Taiwanese couple that got hitched last April, and they found an unexpected way to benefit from their nuptials. By gaming the system to get free vacation days. So ultimately what they did is, you know, within 37 days, the couple married four times and divorced three times, exploiting a loophole in Taiwan's labor laws, under which an eight-day leave is provided for newlyweds. By marrying four times, the man claimed 32 days worth of vacation days. Bro, let me tell you something. He's just power gaming a system. I don't hate. I congratulate. Good job, brother. Good job. Any way that you can go ahead and get 32 days of vacation, sign me up. So the duo first married on April 6th of 2020, divorced 10 days later on April 16th, got hitched a second time one day later on April 17th, filed for another divorce on April 28th, repeated the cycle two more times, marrying on April 29th, divorcing the third, and then married again on May 11th. And yeah. They've been happy newlyweds ever since. Now, the bank refused to approve the man's leave claims, and he took a case to the Taipei City of Labor Department, which in the end wound up fining the bank that he works at $710 for violating leave regulations. Dude, where do I sign up? I got to move over to Taiwan. Hey, AMR, we might have to divorce and remarry a few times, but we're talking 32 days of vacation here. And if somebody protests and says, hey, I'm not going to pay that, we can just sue them for violating the local labor laws. Bro, wow. Taiwan's looking like a wonderful place to go ahead and check out. I don't know, at some point in the future. What do you think? I think so. All right, man. I think I better go ahead and take a break here because I got to go cram a whole bunch of music into a small, like, space period here. You know what I'm saying? Got to go ahead and shove it all in there and fit it in because why? because this is Krim's favorite time. It's the Dick Cheese Hour, everybody. We got to go get our smoking jackets. And, of course, as Normox said, organic smoking jackets. You got to get your drink, whether it's whiskey or whether it's a freaking martini. Sit back, enjoy it, and we'll just ease into the gentle swing of Mr. Dick Cheese here. Hey, man, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening as we enjoy this wonderful moment where we're going to go ahead and enjoy some Red Peters and some Dick Cheese. You're listening to Joculation, or maybe you're not if you're Krim. And like, wow, just like that, kids, all of a sudden, like, 2 hours has come and gone, and we are in the last, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of the show here. So we got to go ahead and hustle through this whole thing, right? So let's just go ahead and do this real fast. So if you like Joculation, you like what you're listening to, catch Joculation every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. What that translates to in your area, I'm not exactly sure. What you can do is you can go ahead and greater than subscribe. We'll go ahead and take care of all that problem for you. You'll get pinged over on Discord about when the show is going to be there. Or you can go ahead and catch me over on Twitter. What is it? At Real Faust. I'll put the link up a little bit later. So you can go ahead and check us out over on Twitter. You can follow me over there. Trust me, man, I'll ping. I go ahead and keep everybody up to date as far as what's going to happen on my side. So, go ahead and check that out. If you get a chance, go ahead and drop by the post that I put for my D-Shop. Ultimately, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get some feedback from you guys. Let me know what kind of merch you want to go ahead and see. I'd like to go ahead and start to pull it all together, and we'll see what's going to wind up happening. Got a few more things in the pipeline. Got a few things there. You can check out the D-Shop. Take a look, see whether or not you like what's over there. That being said, now we got to go ahead and do through the speedy recap because, shit, man, time is tick-tocking away. What do we cover today? We did selfie shoes, just this aberration that's out there where you can go ahead and basically stick your camera at the end of your shoe. You can take a bunch of selfies with your foot up because it's the end of fucking society and upskirts are a big thing right now. The other thing that we talked about early on was over in the Ethereum Facebook group, someone was querying the audience as to whether or not he should sell his wife's underwear for Ethereum over in that particular group over there. And that thread is quite active, so go ahead and check it out. We talked about the sudden disappearance of a lot of items over there. We talked about past your prime 80s comeback stuff. We discussed Nate Robinson getting knocked the fuck out. We also, like the bitch he is. We talked about the wonderful world of reliving stagflation, runaway inflation, pandemics like HIV and AIDS, and the Cold War redo. We had a wonderful discussion about about how we're expecting Marty McFly, Biff, and Max Headroom to make an appearance over here, and how terrible it feels like we're being stuck over in a Cher farewell show tour like the other 85 or so that she's already done. We went and talked about a man who stole Doritos. He basically ultimately hijacked a Dorito truck, and there was a great big chase that ensued as he was jamming a bunch of Doritos into his face, running away. We also talked about how Mocky Mock Wahlberg is currently trying to shove about 80 pounds on his fucking frame to fatten up for a movie because, you know, he's appropriating dad bod stuff over here. And do we appreciate that at all? I'm just
how
saying,
about
right?
You?
I'm just, whenever I sit there and I read that, I'm just like, all like,
how
you know,
dare you?
That's the way it should be. And then on the other hand, Will Smith has turned into a fatty and now he's fat shaming everybody, talking about getting into the best shape of his life. And I mean, what do we think about
how
that?
How dare you?
That's right. We're fucking offended. Both of them are offending the fuck out of us. And then we had a woman who basically received her McDonald's through her DoorDash, and her DoorDash driver was kind enough to give her a card that basically said, lose weight, ask me how, offering his weight training services to go ahead and get her to thin up a little bit over there. And then we talked about the dude who basically went ahead, pulled the heroin out of his keister and shoved it into his breakfast burrito and tried to get that past the airport security. Did he succeed at all there? I'm just wondering.
No.
Absolutely not. They went ahead and they pinched him at the airport for that. And then we talked about, like, dangerous gifts that we could potentially go ahead and give to mom this Mother's Day, right? We talked about a huge butt plug that looked like a grenade that sparked a scare over in Germany and brought the bomb squad out while somebody was doing a little bit of Google research to see if he, too, could go ahead and purchase one. We talked about a woman that sued a company because a penis bomb for a prank exploded in her face and showered her with phallic confetti shapes. And now apparently she's suing for emotional distress along with the other woman in California I received a how not to be a cunt and eat a dick card, and, you know, it is what it is. Then we went ahead and went through some fantastic gifts. You too could get mother's for mom for Mother's Day this year. We got talked about the full bloom cuterus. We had the alcoholic whipped cream. We had the champagne bottle bong, and we had a wearable reproduction of Kim Kardashian's butt. But the best of the best had to be the Golden Girls porno coloring book, so that she could go ahead and have a relaxing coloring session after a very terrible day. Then we talked about keeping up with everything that's going on over in the cultural world out there. We discovered that cheese is now racist because apparently 65% of the people who aren't white are lactose intolerant, allegedly, according to a vegan. And then UCLA students are claiming that automatic soap dispensers are racist. So we went ahead and covered that. Then we discussed the white supremacist splinter faction of bronies that's out there, and potentially I'm thinking Hagrid might be a part of, or could potentially be friends with, some of the people inside of there. And then from there, we went ahead and discussed all of the things about weddings, about how a bridesmaid sister could be an asshole for dropping out of her sister's wedding party after a horrible pre-ceremony experience. But no problem, there was another woman who agreed to go ahead and just slide into a stranger's freaking wedding ceremony based upon a Bumble app that she went ahead and got on there. And then we talked about a couple who skillfully used the laws to their advantage to marry and divorce 4 times in 37 days to get 32 days of paid vacation. I mean, do we hate them at all? I'm just wondering. I mean,
bro, how about new?
Could you go ahead and help me get the freaking, yeah. I'm just intolerant, Jeffrey Cheese is fine. Yeah, anyway, so I'm like, dude, fill me in. Go ahead and plug me into how to game the system like that. And, you know, we listened to some great punk rock, and that about covers the show for this evening. So, kids, that's all there is tonight. There is no more. So if you like what you listen to, come check us out next week, as always. And as William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage. As we strut and fret on the stage of life, always be sure to ask yourself, why watch the show when you can be the show? Thanks to everybody that came out and joined us tonight. Thanks to everybody that came and left. We'll catch you on a recording sometime in the future. I'm LP Faust, busy man over here, pushing out all kinds of shit. I'm checking out because there's whiskey waiting and my bed. Talk to you soon. Catch you next week.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.